Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code FUEL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL for a $5 bonus.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, now from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with Valerie Delia. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Lonnie Perkins, thank you. And looky there she is, the picture of grace, the queen of hospitality, the woman who welcomes the world to New York City and tries to make sure that they have a very pleasant time while they are here. None other than Christine Nicholas herself. Hello, Lady Christine.
Hello, Kevin McCullough. So good to be with you on this beautiful Friday evening.
Can you imagine a better day than today? I mean,
picture perfect.
It was
Chamber of Commerce type of weather, let me tell you.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, so we've got some very interesting, weird day today all over the state. Did you hear about Salman Rushdie? You know, he authored that book that was controversial. Evidently, he was speaking to a group of people in upstate, and somebody that didn't like him got on the stage and tried to stab him. Same thing that happened to Lee Zeldin a couple of weeks ago. He's good. Yeah. Take it easy, fellas. There's a lot more of life here. Anyway, we got a lot of fun stuff ahead tonight. Although, speaking of crime, that is something that is of concern to one of our guests. Christine, who's going to join us?
We're going to welcome back Wilma Alonzo from the Fordham Road section of the Bronx. You know, this is, if you can picture it, it's near Fordham University, hence the name, but also not far from the Bronx Zoo and Arthur Avenue and the Botanical Gardens. It really is an interesting spot, great shopping, lot of activity. But unfortunately, in the last 4 or 5 years, the vending situation has gotten out of hand. She's been vocal about that, and now crime as well. But if anybody can nip this in the bud, and it's Wilma. She is a force of nature. So
well,
I can't
and
wait
she's
to talk
kind
to
of
her.
Stepping up to the mayor's aid at a time when he could really use someone to like speak up as well. I mean, he's been trying to talk about getting stuff done on his own. But now that you have someone like Wilma coming alongside of him, I think that they could be a powerful team, at least for her district there. And we care about Fordham very greatly here at this radio show because, you know, our boss, Jerry Crowley, you know, he was born in the area and he's a Fordham grad. So, you know,
there you go. He's a Ram. He's a Fordham Ram.
It's very, very, very important stuff. And then we're going to go out to the Catskills and see what they still have to offer this summer.
Yeah, there's lots to do still. I mean, I know people may be thinking about the fall already, but, you know, this is the time of year when camps are over, the kids are stirring around, it's getting a little crazy. And they're like, so take a ride up to the Catskills. It's not far. It's about 2.5 hours. There's lots to see and do. This is the Sullivan County area of the Catskills. Really spectacular. So our friend Roberta is going to be on later on to tell us about some last-minute getaway deals.
And if Wilma Alonzo is the perfect ambassador for Fordham, I get the feeling that Roberta is that, you know, equal if for the Catskills, or maybe times two or something. Anyway, these are two very energetic ladies that are very, very passionate about what they're going to be talking with us about tonight. But Christine, I've got some bad news. Actually, bad news that turned good news. Did you ever eat a Klondike Choco Taco?
I can't say that I have. I do like a Klondike bar, though.
Well, the Klondike bars are classic, and they're never going to
I'm not going to shave my eyebrow, though, for a Klondike bar like the guy in there.
There you go. But so I guess like last year, the Choco Taco got discontinued, and it was basically a Klondike bar shoved in a waffle that was shaped like a taco and then dipped in chocolate with, you know, a few goodies on top of it. Well, New York eateries have decided to bring it back with some vengeance. So if you're missing that favorite ice cream treat, the Choco Taco from Klondike, the New York Post has listed five places you can go and get a comparable dessert. And every one of these, I'm gonna guarantee you, they don't cost the same amount as the Choco Tacos did. In fact, the one that's being featured at a place called Fat Taco is $14.99 for the.
Is that for one person, or can you share it?
I'm gonna guess that will feed more than one, but it looks like an enormous.
So.
Waffle taco. And then here's the one I like the best of all. It's not in a taco shell at all. It's in a martini glass. And it's got some espresso martini mixed into the ice cream that is then has the chocolate edged glass dipped in peanuts instead of being in, you know, the waffle taco shell.
I'm sorry. They don't qualify. If you don't have a taco-like shell,
it's not an actual
then I don't
taco.
See how you call it a taco of any bit. You know, come
well,
on.
Well, see, Comfortland would then be your choice because they have an enormous waffle that's turned, and then they'll put sprinkles and M&Ms and stuff on one side of it if you want to dip your chocolate in even more candy goodness. I'm just gaining weight reading about these things.
I'm getting hungry, and this show is always right before dinner, so I might just forget dinner and go straight to dessert.
Well, Bruno's, let's see, where is Bruno's at? Where is Bruno's? I was trying to think. The Bruno Bakery, Chef Pepe there, but they've got two different varieties of the Choco Tacos. So one is the dark chocolate with the peanuts on the outside with the ice cream on the end. And then the other one is a vanilla gelato dipped in white chocolate. And you can get things like sour cherries or other things, Sicilian pistachios, those types of things dipped on it. So, look, the taco ice cream game is really getting serious out there. I mean, I think when most people saw that Klondike was dumping theirs, I thought, it's going to go by the wayside. Evidently not. They're getting serious about it.
It's an opportunity.
And there's one entry from Hoboken, and that's where the Fat Taco is. So they've got one in the at a place called Fat Taco in Hoboken. You can get it's supposed to be the most classically like the original Klondike Choco Taco, but I'm not sure. Anyway, so you know, I just thought I'd get your mouth watering here at the beginning of the show, so now you can sit all the way through our interviews together.
During commercial break, I might have to go get a Klondike bar. We have them.
We don't. So, you know, good on you. And I know if we had them for even half a second, my kids would devour them. They just don't last. You know what we get? You ever do Trader Joe's? You do the Trader Joe's thing? Because you're a mom. You know what Trader Joe's is, right?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. So they've got the little tiny ice cream. It's like it sits on like the bottom half is like a chocolate cookie, and then there's like a little dip of ice cream, and the whole thing is dipped in chocolate. It's like one bite. That's perfect for me. It gets just a little bit of that sweetness in there, but I don't eat, 7,000 calories at a sitting, which is what I could do in college. I could sit and eat like a whole pint of ice cream, but I'd go out and work it off the next day.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way anymore. Not in the 50s. Not for me anyway.
I'm partial to Carvel. What can I tell you? I'm an old school girl.
Well, there you go. And see, I would expect nothing less from New York's greatest ambassador.
And a New York company, New York-based company. So,
that's what I'm saying. So there we go. Well, coming up next, we're going to go to the Fordham Bid area. And a little bit later, we're going to visit the Catskills. And then following that, Christine has an entire list of great things for your weekend. If you haven't worn your hand out by making lists of things to do in Fordham and Catskills before that. Anyway, stick around. Lots more to come on the Fun Friday edition. It's Radio Night Live. You miss any of it, go get the podcast. It is anywhere that Kevin McCullough Radio or Radio Night Live can be found on any of your podcast aggregators, including Spotify, Apple and Amazon, Google Play, and all the other big ones that offer them. Kevin McCullough, Christine Nicholas, coming right back.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Imagine yourself strolling the streets of Florence, or in a romantic gondola through the beauty that is Venice, or cruise the magical Isle of Capri, or visit a 400-year-old vineyard in the rolling hills of Tuscany. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? I'm Kevin McCullough. It's simply a phone call away with Perillo Tours. Call for the free Perillo 2022 Italy, Spain, or Hawaii brochures at 800-631-1000. Choose from so many options. Perhaps the first class 14-day Italy North Classic, Rome, Sorrento, Florence, Venice, and Milan. Or the new Flavors of Italy tour with gourmet meals and cooking classes in Bologna, Florence, Perugia, and of course Rome. For foodies, Steve Perillo and his team have created the perfect Italy vacation. Call for the free Perillo 2022 Italy, Spain, or Hawaii brochures at 800-631-1000. That's 800-631-1000. 800-631-1000. Or visit PerilloTours.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Eric Metaxas wants to keep our representative government.
We're our own leaders, so we elect people to do our will, right? We elect people because, you know, we can't all represent ourselves in government. So we get to choose whom we want in those places. And when that goes awry, if you don't take that seriously or care about that, how are you even an American?
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer. Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
So glad to have you with us on the Friday edition of Radio Night Live, which, again, if you're just joining us for the first time, you may be saying, what is this show all about? How come you do this show? Well, on every single night of the week, we are wholly dedicated to one focus, and that is making New York the resurgent greatest city on planet Earth, as it should be at all times. But, we had a couple of hard years, and we've had some struggles coming out of those years that have not gone away. And so this show exists every night to provide information to you so that it can help you do that, what you need to do to help make New York City the resurgent greatest city on planet Earth. And Christine Nicholas, again, by my side on Fridays. I love having the fun Friday crew in. And Christine... some of the fun in the city is limited by whether or not crime is actually going to get pulled back under control. And I hear Mayor Adams asking, begging, pleading for help. It doesn't seem to be coming very quickly, but some people in the Fordham area said, hey, we're gonna stand up and make a statement as well. Introduce our next guest and tell us what happened this week.
Well, we want to welcome back our guest, Wilma Alonso. Wilma is the executive director of the Fordham Road Business Improvement District. And, you know, Wilma has been a strong, strong proponent for the area. But what Wilma has been asking for, I think, most vocally is really to address the bail reform issue, address the crime issue. And we have seen some change for the positive when the New York Post did a huge expose on it. Then we also had the New York Post writer come on. The vendors just kind of like got taken out. But now there's another issue recently, unfortunately, made national headline when there was a robbery of Rocco's jewelry store where the guy held the door and three more thugs came in and robbed the place in 30 seconds. And unfortunately, you know, those are the headlines that, you know, scare people. Wilma was joined by a number of business leaders. I believe it was Tuesday night. Wilma?
Yes, Tuesday night.
And they finally said, ya basta, enough is enough. And they've had it. And, you know, to hear these business leaders, your heart goes out to them, but it also gives you encouragement that there are people that are not afraid, that are going to speak out. And when their voices are raised, all businesses in New York City should get behind them because they are crying out not only for themselves, but all business leaders, all citizens in New York City. So Wilma Alonso, we welcome you back and we want to thank you for standing up for all of us. You
real leadership.
Are amazing. I mean, yeah. I just watched you in that press conference and I got chills because you were saying everything that I think New Yorkers who are law abiding, which is 99% of the people in New York, when they hear you speak, they realize, oh, thank you. Somebody is out there. And I know the mayor had a town hall meeting later that night to address these things. And that's encouraging, too. But we want to hear, you know, what's going on the street on Fordham Road Bid. And have you heard a lot of feedback from your business leaders, business owners from that press conference and the mayor's town hall meeting?
By the way, thank you for having me, Christine, Kevin. This is like, I feel like home. So
good.
Thank you for having me back. It has been couple of difficult weeks. However, this has been something, a long journey. It has been something that started like in October, has been a lot of issues, public safety issues on Fordham Road, from shoplifting, impacting a lot of stores to now this like horrific incident that happened at Rocco's, and then two other incidents that happened at Fordham Road as well. It was a shooting in the middle of the day, and then when that was happening, another jewelry store was hit again. So, yes, we are very courageous. We took the opportunity for the mayor hosting a public meeting, a town hall about public safety, and we decided that it was no better opportunity for us to go there and to support and to voice the concerns, not just for the Fordham Road business owners and the business leaders, but also for the entire Bronx and also for the entire city. I know it's hard sometimes to take the bull by the horn, but somebody got to do it. And I think that we are so lucky to have so many good people in our district, good relationships that were able to show up and say what everybody was kind of the secret of the town is like, hey, we need the bail reform, the bail laws to be reformed.
Well, Wilma, there's no doubt that that has been the biggest single challenge for the city. In most neighborhoods that have continuing troubles, that's the number one trouble that they're facing. It's not that people don't want to come to the city. I think most of the country is back and thinking, hey, yeah, I'd like to give New York a try. I'd like to make my bucket list trip over and see the Big Apple. But then you have one or two of these. You just need one or two of these incidents to hit national news channels, and it's just like it just amplifies immediately, and it freaks people out. So I think it's going to be a grassroots effort, like yourself, like your business leaders, like the other bids in the city, coming together, standing behind the mayor and saying to the governor and to the assembly and to the Senate, we've got to change this. We're going to lose as a state if we don't.
Not only that, it's like we have to be compassionate. We understand that there are specific situations where we need to provide vulnerable people help, but enough is enough. You know, it's like when you have like individuals recurring felonies and being arrested 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 times. Come on, give me a break.
Right. Yeah. You know, one of your business owners from North End Wine and Liquor, Frank Bagata, he said it doesn't take much to enforce the law, take the bail reform and get it out. They tried it. It doesn't work. You know, and if somebody is arrested, they shouldn't be able to walk. You know, like people are complaining about, you know, oh, it's hard in jail. It's not, you know, the people that go to jail awaiting trial, they're usually there because they are repeat offenders. They've done something pretty bad. But instead, this revolving door is allowing them to come back out onto the street and infect and not protect. Mayor Adams, I think, had it right when he said, you know what, I'm for the law. I'm for the law-abiding citizens. That's who I represent. That's who I want to help, not the thugs.
That's what he has to be, because that's what he's been hired to be. It wasn't the criminals that elected him. It's the good people. We're speaking with Wilma Alonzo of the Fordham Bid in New York, and we're so grateful to have you with us. It is Fun Friday. We're going to talk about some fun things coming up. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Remember Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy? Mario's son, Steve Perillo, has carried on the tradition of excellence, operating for 77 years and serving over 1 million happy guests. Steve Perillo personally guarantees you'll have the vacation of a lifetime. That's the Perillo promise. Hi, I'm Calvin McCullough. Did you know that the Perillo Tours, the Italy company, has been hosting visitors to Hawaii now for nearly 3 decades? Each island is unique with its own personality. Choose from a 10-day three-islander tour or the 13-day four-islander tour, both guaranteed to please and both all-inclusive vacations. Visit PerilloTours.com and be sure to watch all the videos Steve has put together for your enjoyment. Hear firsthand from happy travelers and the wonderful experiences they've had taking a Perillo tour. Call today for the new 2022 Hawaii brochure at 800-631-1000. That's 800-631-1000. Or visit PerilloTours.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM970, The Answer. And now, back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, we're so glad to have Wilma Alonzo back with us from the Fordham Bid in... Christine, it may have sounded like we were being a little negative going to break. We do have some concerns, but the mayor is responsive. Talk to us about some of the positive things that have rolled out.
Well, Wilma, yeah, let us know. I understand that there may be help on the way or maybe already.
Yes, indeed. We have a lot of police presence. We have been discussing a lot of new resources to come to the district. And, you know, Fordham Road is a little bit complicated. We fall into three precincts. So it's preparation is more tight than anything else. But we just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that Fordham Road is still safe. We are still open for shopping. And, you know, it's back to school season.
Yep. And by the way, a lot of people are looking for bargains right now, because if you haven't noticed, prices have crept up. Okay. I mean, I don't, besides gas and besides what you're paying in the grocery store when you go and buy clothes for back to school shopping, it has definitely gone up. So there's no better place for a bargain than Fordham Road. Wilma, tell us a little bit about what you can find on Fordham Road.
So we have many type of stores. We have from the small mom and pops to national retailers. So you can go from Kid City to City Jeans to Claire's to Macy's to Old Navy, you know. So we have a little bit for everything. So yes. We are open to business. And if you're looking for a bargain and to save some money, come to Fordham.
And what is the night market, Wilma? Tell us about that.
So the Bronx Night Market is one of the foodies events that are attracting a lot of people to Fordham Road. And it's our jewel. You know, Fordham Road doesn't have a lot of restaurants, but when it comes to amazing food and drinks, you should come to the Bronx Night Market. It's being hosted at Fordham Plaza, and it's happening the last Saturday of every month. And the next one is on August 27th.
Okay, right around the corner. So you make your plans.
Right around the corner.
Make your plans.
No excuses.
Kevin, have you been up there?
Not in this month, no. And
really,
when you're describing the way it's
place.
Laid out, Wilma, I got to go see this for myself, because it sounds like a lovely Saturday afternoon, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, indeed. It's from 1 to 8 o'clock. So if you are coming, let me know so we can have, I can give you a full tour.
What's your favorite food, Wilma, when you're at the market?
Oh, it's difficult. There's so many. You know, it's like they have some Asian fusion things, but the chicken and waffle is like,
now we're
tonight.
Talking. Now, but see, Christine, you committed the ultimate sin. I don't think bid presidents are allowed to talk about. No. They got to treat all the children the same, right? They're all their favorites.
Right. You know, I know it's been strange with COVID and all, but I do want to give a shout out and remind our listeners that Fordham Road really never closed. You know, it was one of those few neighborhoods that just kept going and going and going. And it became almost like the little engine that helped the rest of New York City. So we want to thank you for that, for allowing those shop owners to stay open, because they were selling essential goods.
Yes, indeed. Let me tell you, our members are champions. When the word resilience was invented for COVID, we already were doing that like a long time ago. You know, having 300 businesses, being a major transportation hub connected by train, by bus, by Metro North, you know, it's like businesses are willing to reinvent themselves. They are very committed to this area. They know that they have a service and they need to provide, and they take that seriously. So, you know, at one point during the COVID era, hopefully it's an era that we never go back to, we have 75 businesses open. So, and it's because, you know, it's like we are surrounded by medical facilities. So there was a lot of nurses, doctors, and first responders, you know, it's like, so they were the ones that we needed to give, you know, support and, you know, family members and things like that. So, yeah. Our members are very, very, very committed to provide the best service. And that's why, if you need to shop, shop Fordham Road.
Yeah, don't pay $6 for a number two pencil at your local Walgreens. You don't have to do that. You can go get a much less expensive.
No.
This weekend.
No.
Yes. All right. Hey, Wilma, thank you for coming back. And keep us posted on what's going on so that we can be of help in any way possible.
We appreciate it. Just wanted to say, we have to be strong. I know that this is something that we need to keep banging the drums. But hey, together we and united, we are very powerful. I'm glad that I was able to help.
Well, I want to be anywhere where you are. You in front, of course.
So. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Wilma, thank you. When we continue on this Friday edition of Radio Night Live, we're going to travel a little bit upstate. We're going to go see Catskills and what's going on out there before we're done. And tourism tips, fun, food, Broadway, all that stuff with Christine before we're done as well. Stay here.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Friends, imagine you're relaxing on the sky deck of a beautiful yacht as it cruises through the New York Harbor. The iconic skyline creates a picturesque backdrop as you sit back with your feet up, taking in the sun and the scenic views, finding refuge from traffic that plagues the tri-state area on board a tranquil cruise. Does this sound like an impossible dream? All of this can be your reality on board the Atlantis with New York Cruises. Fully insured and Coast Guard certified, this three-deck yacht is family-owned and operated. With over 40 years of boat building and marine experience, Captain Fred and the Atlantis will make any event a great time. Comfort, luxury, attention to detail, it's what the Atlantis and New York Cruises are all about. Experience the sophistication of cruising around Manhattan in style on your wedding day, birthday, anniversary, corporate event, or for no occasion at all. Just call 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970, The Answer.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, one of the things that happens when you co-host a broadcast with Christine Nicholas is you get to take like little jet flights all over New York State, literally on every show. So we were, what, last year or last week we were out in the Hamptons, and then we were upstate at the State Fair, and we were just at Fordham Road. Now we're going up to the Catskills. And Christine, I think we're coming into the time of year when people, particularly in September and October, where the Catskills are just going to be more lovely than they just about can ever possibly be. You see those colors start to change, and you feel that little you know, brisk wind, and you think, ah, oh, this is what autumn is supposed to be about. But introduce Roberta for us.
Well, Roberta Byron Lockwood is the president and CEO of the Sullivan Catskills Visitors Association and a dear friend. We have worked together many, many years with my days at NYC and Company, and also now as chair of the Tourism Advisory Council. But you cannot say the Catskills without thinking of Roberta, because she has really, I want to say, put the Catskills back on the map, right? Because as a kid, of course, everybody knew the Catskills, and then it got a little quiet. And now there's so many exciting things. And I agree with you, Kevin, there's no more beautiful place during the fall season. But I got this wonderful email from Herb Clark reminding everybody about the few weeks left that we have of summer, that, you know, there are lots of things to still do in the Catskills. So if our listeners are looking for a fast getaway, because schools in New York State don't start back until September 7th or 8th, let's make a trip to the Catskills. So Roberta, welcome to Radio Night Live, and tell us what we can possibly do before summer's end.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure to talk about our beautiful Sullivan Catskills. And we're right nearby. I mean, just 90 minutes outside of the city, and you can be right here with us, and we'd love to have you join us. Quick getaways. We have wonderful music happening here at Bethel Woods, the site of the original Woodstock Festival. Today hosts scores of incredible, incredible concerts. This particular weekend, we have the Outlaw Festival. And then next week, we've got Brandi Carlile, Phil Lesh, Santana, Beach Boys. Come on in and just hear the music in the hills here with us. And if you want to bring the kids, we have our Grahamsville Little World's Fair coming up next year. It is a classic. It is all-American, and it's as motherhood and apple pie as you're ever going to get. And it's this incredible, incredible fair that we have right in Grahamsville, New York. So bring the family. We've got some Disney Encanto sing-alongs at Bethel Woods, a concert happening. We have the Buckbrook Alpacas. You can come join us, do yoga, enjoy, explore the Buckbrook.
Now wait,
they'll entertain you.
Is this those yoga where they let the alpacas sit on their back?
Well, those are the goats.
Oh, the
I don't
goats.
Think you
okay.
want the size of an alpaca sitting
I
on your
thought
back.
That would be a little heavy
do,
to me.
They
yes.
do join you. They do. You do do yoga amongst the yoga.
Does the alpaca do the downward dog? I just, you know.
They do.
Okay.
And every now and again,
downward
they
alpaca.
Might take one of your.
It's downward
but they're
alpaca.
Fun. They are fun, and they're just an experience. They're such a lovely animal, and they're fun
yeah.
to be around.
No, they are.
And we've got some really great, exciting getaway properties here. As Christine has told you, we've kind of had a renaissance in the Sullivan Catskills, and many of those old resorts, we have a few still left, but we also have on that footprint some brand new properties. We have Resort Worlds. If a little gaming might interest you, mm-hmm. Resort Worlds Catskills is the place to sneak away, come on up, and have a great experience. We have summertime all year long at the Cartwright Indoor Water Park, and we want you to join us there. It's lots of fun for families, for just a group, really. Mm-hmm. Yo One Health Spa, we have got the Wellness Center. Great getaway, girls getaway, partners getaway, just a fun place. It's a wonderful experience there.
And you got the Bagel Festival.
I have got Bagel Festival this Sunday. Come join us. We also have the Bacaw Festival this Saturday, which is a chicken festival in Parksville.
Now, just does the Bagel Festival feature a bagel eating contest similar to Nathan's Hot Dogs?
Okay. It does.
And what's the current world record for bagels in a bagel eating contest? What's the current world record?
You know, I don't know, but why don't you join us on Sunday and be part of it?
Oh, no.
I
won't compete. I don't eat bagels that fast. I would lose. It just would not work. But I am interested. Christine, remind us, we got to follow up and see who wins this year. So that we can start tracking this, because I would be interested in knowing, yes. you know, how many bagels a champion
and
eats.
What kind of bagels. I mean, I can't imagine eating, like, if you're going to do a contest, they better be plain bagels, because can you imagine having a wolf down in everything bagel?
Right? Yeah.
Well, like, they're not too bad. I will say we've made some spectacular bagels here. In
no, world. But I want to, if I'm going to have an everything bagel, I want to relax.
I'm going to take my time
sure
with that.
I enjoy
and take your
it.
Time and enjoy right. it. I
look
get
at the scenery.
We do have... We do have a whole chain link that we do with the bagels with the kids. The longest running chain link.
Oh, that's cool.
A lot of fun. We have Chatwell Lodge that just opened over in Chapin Estates with us. Mm-hmm. We've got Canosa Hall, Canosa Bungalows, the DeBruce, Calicoon Hills. Lots of fun things happening there. We've got the Big Sip coming up in the fall, so an opportunity to get out there, enjoy at Bethel Woods. The Big Sip is really an experience with our wineries and our breweries and our spirits, and it's a great way to experience and enjoy the grounds and the music at the
same
time.
Now, see, you buried the lead, Roberta. If you had said the Big Sip was coming, I would have asked you 10 follow-up questions
about that. You would have been there. Is that it? Now I know what's there.
He will be there. But
let me ask you about this,
because
I am curious real quickly about the Warrior Golf Tournament. What is that, and how do people participate?
We have a Catskill Veterinary, Sullivan County Veterinary Services. The owner there has taken a great deal of interest in working to match veterans and dogs and pair them. And they've even created their own blend of coffee that you'll see on shelves in Sam's Club and Walmart's. And what this is all dedicated to doing is assisting in the golf tournament as well, get involved and be a part of this. And this golf tournament is also trying to match them and find, you know, companions for our veterans that so many times, this is really a great way to round it all up and assist them and help them. And what a deep heart this gentleman has. And he's been all over different states and got a great deal of team ups and partners to help us with that. So we're so excited about this. And he's right here in our backyard, and he's very much a part of our fabric and the association.
Well, there's nothing that warms our cockles warmer here at Radio Night Live than to help our vets. And thank you for all you're doing.
This is just so incredible.
Roberta, real quickly, the website is SullivanCatskills.com, all one word, is that correct?
Yes, SullivanCatskills.com. Right. Or you can download our free app, Sullivan Catskills Go, available. You can download it on there. Everything is on there. Join us. We have a dove trail that's continuing to grow, 60 of them throughout our county, these 7-foot by 5.5-foot glorious masterpieces, just really sharing the importance of our sense of place and the sense of the Woodstock Festival happening 53 years ago in this county, and how important it was and how we were so pleased to be part of the changing of a generation.
Very cool. All right, SullivanCatskills.com, all one word, Sullivan, the county, Catskills.com, SullivanCatskills.com, and then look for him on social media at SullivanCatskills. Roberta, thank you so much for your time tonight, and please come back and join us. Roberta Byron Lockwood, we appreciate it.
I thank you. Pleasure to meet you, Kevin, and a pleasure always to be with you, Christine. Thank
Coming
you so
right
much.
Back. Stay here.
Keep your body moving with powerful nutrients to support your joints and overall mobility. Invite Health is here to save the day and your body with the best-selling Cartilage HX. Cartilage HX helps to maintain the health of your cartilage and promotes flexibility and mobility. This powerful formulation provides a patented form of type 2 collagen called UC2 that has been shown in clinical studies to promote joint comfort and strong, healthy bones. Just listen to what some Invite Health customers in the tri-state area are saying about Cartilage HX.
I had a problem with my left knee and had to take baby steps going up the stairs. I'm almost normal now.
Miracle! When I climb the stairs, my knees no longer hurt.
Stay active with the help of Cartilage HX. Buy one bottle, get the other free, plus free shipping today. Call 800-673-2345 now to order. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345.
Everyone knows Perillo Tours are the definitive travel experts in Italy and Hawaii, serving travelers for some 77 years now. What you may not know is Perillo Tours has expanded their fabulous tours to include Spain in 2022. That's right, Spain. CEO Steve Perillo and his nephew, Devin, representing the fourth generation of Perillo Tours, has put together an unforgettable adventure to Spain. How does a 13-day tour of Spain sound? Madrid, Cordoba, Granada, Seville, and much more. All Perillo hotels are 4 and 5 stars, all centrally located. Enjoy a horse-drawn carriage ride in Seville. Take in a passionate flamenco dance show with dinner. Experience a sherry tasting in a private art gallery, all including the famous Perillo Never Lift a Finger promise that you have come to love. Call for the new 2022 Spain brochure at 1-800-631-1000. That's 800-631-1000. Or visit Perillo Tours.
Stamps.com.
The cost of food and gas is skyrocketing. The stock market is in steep decline, leaving Americans to live paycheck to paycheck while seniors struggle on fixed incomes. Well, now is not the time to panic, but it is the time to act. And here's what you can do. Join AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, directly impacting your spending and supporting conservative causes. All of us can join. Anyone can join. Go to GallagherForAMAC.com. 2.3 million freedom-loving Americans are members of AMAC. I'm proud to be an honorary lifetime member. Join or renew your membership today so you'll receive countless benefits like discounts on travel, restaurants, cell phone service. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, does much more than just offer senior discounts, too. Membership helps support their nonprofit AMAC Action, which takes the challenges against our Constitution and freedom straight to Capitol Hill. AMAC cares about America, and they care about you. So join today. Go to GallagherForAMAC.com. That's GallagherForAMAC.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Well, if we didn't have you doing enough stuff this weekend already between that list that Roberta just gave us in the Catskills and Christine, they all sound like fun. I want to do all those things.
I know.
Then go over to Fordham Road, do your back-to-school shopping, eat some really good food, hang out there, have a lot of fun there. Grab a Choco Taco from one of the five eateries that we highlighted in the open. You know, just we've given them so much already. But there's even more because Christine has set aside your tips for this weekend. Go for it, Lady Christine.
Absolutely. Well, look, if you do want to get more information about the Sullivans, the Catskills that Roberta had touched on, go to SullivanCatskills.com. If the beach is more your style, Coney Island has a sand sculpting competition this weekend, this Saturday, August 13th. Registration's free, and all you need to do is head to Coney Island to the competition tent on the boardwalk starting at 11 a.m. to participate, and there'll be cash prizes for the winners in four categories. There'll be an adult group, a family group, and you know, some of these things get really elaborate. Like, these guys come to really get the cash. But I think if you're out there to have fun, try it out. Go to 12th Street at Coney Island. The competition goes from 12 to 4. To learn more, go to ConeyIsland.com. Governor's Island is a lovely spot, technically in Manhattan. You got to take a ferry to get there, though. Nectar Night and Jazz on the Water at Governor's Island. It'll be on Saturday, August 13th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. This is all about the beehives and the wonderful beekeeping that they have. This is... but, you know, if you want to know how they make honey and how they pollinate, so the kids will get something out of it. But, Kevin, they also have a special Bee's Knees cocktail demonstration and happy hour led by this mixologist from Botanist Gin at the Collective Retreats Rustic Bar. There'll be some jazz on the water and there'll be some wonderful drinks. So it'll be fun. Go to Governor's. It's actually www.gov.com. island.com, govisland.com, for more information from 1 to 6 on Saturday. It's also the 40th annual National Dominican Day Parade. This is going to take place. It's on Sunday, August 14th, on 6th Avenue from 38th Street to 56th Street. It is really fantastic, vibrant, colorful, great music. The parade will run from 1 to 4, but you can also catch it on WABC TV, Channel 7. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Yankees and the Mets. My goodness, what a week the Mets have had. We were talking about it last week. They were in possible risk of losing first place, but have they dominated? The Mets are home. They're versing the Philadelphia Phillies at 7 p.m. on Saturday and 1:40 p.m. on Sunday. They now have a record of 73-39. So let's go, Mets. And you got to give it to the Yankees. They're still in first place as well, folks. 71-41. That's their record. But they're away this weekend, but they play the Boston Red Sox. So that's going to be one of the hottest tickets. 7:15 on Saturday and 7:08 p.m. on Sunday. So you can catch them on TV. And don't forget, did you know, Kevin, that tomorrow is National Filet Mignon Day? Did you know that?
Oh, I should have brought my recipe. I've got the one. In fact, I can give it in 20 seconds.
All right, but I want to remind you to make their restaurant week reservation, okay? Don't forget, you have one more week to go, so go to nycgo.com to make your restaurant week reservation to celebrate Filet Mignon Day, or you can go to Kevin McCullough's house and get his recipe.
Sear it hot one side, flip it, salt, pepper, that's all you use. Cook it through until it's medium rare. Slice it, dip it, eat it. That's it.
Mm.
Good night, folks.
Choco taco.